Okay, first some medicine. Okay. Okay, let it melt.
When she first decided to become a nurse, Catherine Simpson never dreamed that she would need that professional training to take care of her own son.
Let that melt first. Do you want to use your computer if you want to say something else? Use your computer.
Simpson, a single mom, spends almost every hour of every day attending to Sam's needs.
I'm thirsty.
Okay. What do you want now?
I'd like a glass of milk.
Okay. Do you want your yogurt shake instead of milk? Because you've drank a lot of milk already. You want your yogurt shake? Okay.
He's developmentally delayed with a litany of medical conditions, including spastic quadriplegia, cerebral palsy, and heart difficulties.
I'm up all night with him because he has a significant seizure disorder. He has to be turned frequently. He has to be monitored for his apneic episode. He stops breathing with his seizure disorder, and he has to be closely monitored for that and be given oxygen medications. And that is my job. That consumes my life.
Until this summer, Sam was under the care of the Unified School District, which gave him various physical and occupational therapies. It also provided daycare with other disabled students, which took the burden of constant care off his mother's shoulders. But this summer, those services came to an end. That's because when disabled people reach the age of 22, their services transition from their school district to care from regional centers, operated by California's Department of Developmental Services. That care is meant to keep them living at home rather than in institutions. But for Catherine Simpson, it's meant she's had to continually advocate to convince the Golden Gate Regional Center to get care for her son.
And the horrible part of it all is that it's humiliating because I'm having to beg for services that are accorded to Sam under the law that would support him in his home and in his community to be an active participant in his own life. And to try to keep that, my emotions from that away from Sam is very, very difficult.
Jim Hike is an advocate for families trying to get care for their disabled relatives.
It's incredible. For someone like Catherine, she is trying to not only care for her son, who now is without the services that he needs, but she's also a very strong advocate and spending day and night trying to access and obtain the services that he needs. She is close to burnout, and I'm concerned about her health.
Hike is working with the Simpsons, trying to negotiate care with the Department of Developmental Services and the Golden Gate Regional Center. As a former director of a regional center himself, Hike has an insider's view into how the system works. But even he is frustrated by the situation. According to both Hike and Simpson, highly skilled one-to-one nursing for Sam is the most critical immediate need. It's hard to find good nurses, and even though Sam's previous nurses from the school district wanted to continue to work with him, Golden Gate Regional Center has refused to hire them directly instead of through an agency.
By contracting directly with them and not having an agency involved, it allows for the nurse to be paid a higher rate. And the rates that Regional Center pays are Medi-Cal rates, which are low enough as they are, including recent 10% cutbacks. And so when you use an agency, then the nurse gets paid even less, and unfortunately you can't hang on to your nurses.
California's Department of Developmental Services, or DDS, has oversight over the regional centers and has the authority to step in and mandate that the regional center authorize direct nursing care for Sam Simpson. Catherine Simpson and Jim Hike have tried to get DDS to intervene with no success. Both Golden Gate Regional Center and DDS refused to grant interviews about the Simpson case. Hike says that many other families have similar problems accessing the services they need. Over the last few years, he says, the regional centers have struggled to meet both budget restraints and the needs of clients.
Statewide, there's over 220,000 people that are served, both adults and children with developmental disabilities. So it's not a small line item, and it's a critically important service. Yet there have been put into place by the legislature over the last number of years what's called cost containment measures, which has done everything from narrowing the eligibility criteria for who's eligible for regional center, as well as lengthening the period of time during which the assessment can be made as to whether an individual is eligible for the regional center.
Dr. Paul Longmore, the director of San Francisco State's Institute for Disability Studies, agrees that resources have become scarcer for agencies that provide care for the disabled.
In fact, what's going on in Sacramento right now with the crisis over the state budget is that the programs that provide financial assistance to people with all sorts of disabilities to live in the community are the ones that are being cut the most severely. Aside from being unjust and inhumane, it's also penny-wise and pound-foolish, because people are going to end up being forced into places like nursing homes where it's going to cost the state a lot more. So it just doesn't make much sense.
Which one do you want? You want this? You want the Muppet Show?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. It'll make you happy?
Back at the Simpsons' rented apartment, Catherine Simpson says she's exhausted caring for her son around the clock, and she's running out of money paying for the therapies that used to be provided by the school district. But mostly she's frustrated by what she sees as an indifferent bureaucracy that threatens her son's quality of life.
He's a great kid. You know, he's a wonderful young man that contributes great to his, not only to his family, but to his community. People love being around Sam, and he offers a lot. And I think that that's a significant loss to society. And I think that that's what the politicians and the bureaucrats don't see, and therefore don't understand how the impact of no services seriously changes the value of their lives. And that how they need these supported services in order to remain, you know, part of their family, part of their community, to remain part of their society.
Catherine Simpson has no choice but to wait to hear what the Golden Gate Regional Center and DDS decide to do about continuing Sam's services. If the regional center gives her a formal denial of service, she can appeal that decision. But for now, she and Sam remain in limbo. For Cross Currents, I'm Fani of Naukides in San Francisco.